In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some people talk of having a Protestant work ethic. And this approach to work and life focuses on hard work, discipline, and being frugal. Work hard and you'll be paid what you deserve. Don't spend more than you make. It sounds a good approach in the workplace, and many would even say we could use more of that work ethic these days. They compare themselves and their work ethic over against other people and work ethic of a different generation. God's vineyard, however, does not work that way. God's vineyard, His gracious reign in Jesus, is no place for Protestant work ethics or for disciples of Jesus to compare themselves to one another. God manages His vineyard by means of grace and mercy. But when we are confronted with God's management by mercy, we sinners are still corrupted with our sinful comparing. Thankfully, that does not stop our gracious landowner Lord from His glorious giving. So Jesus overcomes our sinful comparing with His glorious giving. Jesus overcomes our sinful comparing with His glorious giving. The scene in today's gospel reading from Matthew 20 sounds a lot like the years of the Great Depression. If you heard, people who lived through the Depression would never forget the days of standing idle outside factories and offices, hoping that a foreman would come out first thing in the morning and say, "I need people to work today." If you were really fortunate, you were told how much you would be paid at the end of the workday. Then you could take the job or leave it. If you refused the low pay, there would always be someone more desperate than you to accept the job. But rarely would you refuse. Any job was a good job. If you worked hard and the foreman liked your work, you might get hired back the next time they needed workers. The dollar or two you earned might have been the first cash you had seen in weeks. In those days, no one assumed they had a right to health care or retirement or even other benefits. You took what you could get, even if it meant leaving your friend standing idle outside. That's the situation of the workers in Jesus' parable before they are hired. And Jesus' parables are always comparing something we know about to something in God's kingdom. So let's see what He's giving us in this parable of the workers in the vineyard. Let's take a moment to unpack this parable a little bit. The vineyard manager is Jesus. He goes out to hire workers at different times of the day and sends them into His vineyard. The first group of workers agrees to the wage offered by the manager. They, like us, think fairness is the most important. I will work and you will pay me. The other groups of workers are content to receive whatever pay the manager decides to be right and fair. They live by faith in the manager's goodness and promise, but perhaps they also think in terms of fairness. At the end of the day, the vineyard manager turns all expectations upside down. He's very generous with his payroll and pays the same wage, a full day's pay, to all workers, no matter how long or hard they worked. The first group of workers, what do? They grumble and complain. They compare themselves to the other works. They think they are better and more deserving of higher wages. Such comparing and grumbling and complaining is the way of unbelief that rejects God's gracious reign in His Son Jesus. Jesus and His kingdom are not about what's fair. Instead, His reign works by the glorious giving of His grace. We can hear the workers hired first but paid last crying out, "That's not fair." After all, those who worked only 1 hour got paid the same day's wage that they received for working all 12 hours. We fallen sinners, like spoiled children, often make the same lament. However, Jesus' kingdom does not function on the basis of fairness or equality. Jesus chooses to be generous and give away His things as He pleases, to give away the forgiveness, life, and salvation He won for us on the cross with His precious blood. Jesus, the vineyard manager, says, "Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me?" How easily do we give in to the sinful, to the evil of sinful comparing and complaining? How many times do we compare others to ourselves as the standard? In their pride, the workers hired first looked down on those who did not measure up to their standard. In their pride, we also often look down on people around us. At home, at work, at school, and even in the church. When others do not think, act, or speak as we would expect, we do not love and forgive them. But we judge and avoid them. How about the other way around? How many times do we compare ourselves to others as the standard? When we compare ourselves with others, we may conclude that we fall short of their higher standards. We could think that the other person is a better parent, better worker, or better student than I could ever be. We could even think that the other person is a better Christian than I am, or has a stronger faith than I do. We may despair that we do not measure up. We may conclude that God loves and blesses those other folks more than He loves and blesses us. There are times that we even compare the people of God to worldly standards, instead of seeing them in the light of the gracious giving of His gospel. We compare our congregation to others. And if our congregation does not measure up, we despair. Or if our congregation seems to be better, we become proud. When we get caught up in this sinful comparing, we neglect God's concerns of proclaiming and hearing His word and faithfully receiving his sacraments. Christ's kingdom is a different, more radical way for a vineyard to operate. The way of glorious giving and management by mercy. What was a denarius in the time of Jesus? Simply translated, that word means a day's wage. So let's use our modern minimum wage to illustrate and understand this a little bit more. In 2020, the federal minimum wage is set at $7.25 per hour. I think Maryland is a little higher, so maybe we are more blessed here than other places. Anyway, for the 12-hour workday, which Jesus assumes in his parable, minimum wage would provide $87 for a full day's work. I mean, that would certainly buy some food for the table that evening. Those who began working at 9 a.m. should have received $65.25. Those who started work at noon should have received $43.50, half a day. And those who went to the vineyard at 3 p.m. should have received $21.75. But those who worked only 1 hour, of course, $7.25 would be better than nothing. And perhaps he might buy a little nibble on the way home. But that's not what happened, as you know and heard this morning again. Those hired at 5 p.m. received the full day's pay for only 1 hour of work. That's $87 per hour. Who could not love a boss who pays that kind of wage? All of this shows just how gracious and generous our God is, and how he works contrary to our expectations of what we deserve. How blessed we sinners are that God is not fair, but rather gracious and merciful. Just as the vineyard manager in Jesus' parable absorbed the costs of paying all the workers the same wage, our Lord Jesus has absorbed the full cost of our sins, including our sins of comparing, grumbling, and complaining. In his death on the cross, our Lord Jesus made himself last in order to make us, by his grace, first in God's vineyard kingdom. Now we enjoy his eternal day's wage of forgiveness, life, and salvation. With all those blessings, then, we live by faith and mercy as grateful workers in the vineyard. We live by faith in our Lord's glorious giving. We all, regardless of age, ability, how long we've been Christians, or how well or poorly we labor in this vineyard, we all receive the same favor and forgiveness from God. And because our Lord, the vineyard manager, has first shown us mercy and love, we then do live our lives showing that same mercy and love to our fellow Christians and others. If we insist on living in sinful comparing, our Lord's command is clear. Take what belongs to you and go. Our vineyard manager, Jesus, does not want grumbling among his workers. Nor does he want his workers comparing themselves with one another. They want them singing and praising his name in his vineyard. So thank the Lord and sing his praise. He does not give us what we deserve. He does not give us what is fair. Instead, he gives us what we do not deserve and what is not fair. He gives us his forgiveness and eternal life with him. So we cling to our mercy with our Messiah of mercy, our giving God, our lavish Lord. Life is about more than a day's wage. It's about receiving divine favor in the Lord's glorious giving. Praise his name. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.